The Lord promised to open the treasures of heaven unto those who seek Him. Today, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons share about the freedom that comes from being debt-free. Next, right here on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Pastor George, the Prosperity Man, is back with us again. This is lesson number 159 Pastor has shared with us about prosperity.
We're making progress.
That is a work, George.
Praise God.
I'm telling you.
It has been a work.
It's amazing. I've enjoyed it.
Here's the thing, and this is what I recommend to any young minister that's out there that's ministering the gospel. You pay close attention to your mentors, listen to them, study them, and just take all the notes that you can from them. And then one day you too may have the opportunity to be on television with them like I am, preaching what they taught me.
Glory.
Praise
to
God. Gloria, we're talking about the blessing of Abraham. All last week, this week, we are doing a verse-by-verse study of Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14.
Wow.
We found out originally in Galatians 3 that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Jesus became a curse for us so that the blessing of Abraham can come on us and overtake us, and that we could receive the same promise from Abraham that God blessed him with. We can receive that same thing. Amen. And Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14 is the blessing of Abraham. And we are doing this verse-by-verse study. All of the notes are available to you online. Click to the home page. Go to the home page. Click to the picture of Gloria and me, and you'll get to the broadcast as well as to the broadcast notes. So all of our notes are available as supplemental material for you. We want to get the word to you and in you.
Amen.
Amen.
So God found in Abraham a man who would do what he said.
That's right.
And he blessed him.
That's right.
And we learn
Praise
from that.
God.
If we do what God says, the blessing comes on us.
Well, Romans 4 talks about following the faith of Abraham.
Yeah, that's right. He was an example.
We've been cut from the same rock as Abraham.
Hewn from the same rock.
Hewn from the same rock, from the same vein.
Praise God.
We've been taken, and now we can walk in the blessing of Abraham.
Amen.
So let's take a look at Deuteronomy 28, and I recommend that you go back and watch the previous broadcast to see all of the different teachings we've done on the verses. And today we're talking about verse 12. And Gloria, verse 12, this teaching, this is the notes are three pages. We'll see what we can do about getting through them. This is epic.
Epic.
Verse 12 is an epic verse. And so let's get right into it. Verse 12 says, "The Lord shall open unto you His good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in His season, to bless all the work of your hand, and you shall lend unto many nations, and you shall not borrow." Now, can you see why that verse is just so power-packed?
I'm telling
My
you.
My goodness.
God didn't make a suggestion, did he?
No, he did not. He did not. So let's look at this and take a look at your notes there, Gloria, with me. We'll start in this right now. It says, first of all, the Lord will open His good treasure. Now, in looking up the word open, we found out that it means throw wide open and let loose.
There it is.
There it is.
Glory to God.
The Lord will open, throw wide open, and let loose.
I like it, George.
His good treasure.
Glory.
And I like the definition of the word treasure in the Hebrew. It means a storehouse, an armory, a depository, and a treasury.
Isn't that awesome?
So take all those words, put them together. The Lord will throw wide open and let loose His storehouse, His armory, His depository, His treasury.
Glory to
He'll open that, and it says, unto us. He'll do that for us.
That's
and I looked up several scriptures and some translations. He will open, the Bible in basic English, He'll open His storehouse in heaven. Wow. This one, the Lord will open the storehouses of the skies. The NIV, the Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of His bounty. And then this one, the Lord will open up for you His own well-stocked storehouse.
Hallelujah.
I like that.
Glory to God.
And then the Message translation, God will throw open the doors of His sky vaults.
Right. Of his what?
His sky vaults.
Glory to
sky
God.
Sky vaults.
The God will throw open the doors of his sky vaults.
Sky vaults.
How exciting
that's
is
big.
That? Ooh, that's big.
That's big. And so that's talking big. About primarily his storehouse, Gloria, I have a word from the Lord here that Brother Copeland gave, actually several, that we take a look through now.
Okay.
First of all, this one was from the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 10th of 2011. Listen to what the Lord said through Brother Copeland. I have a great storehouse. Much more has been stored up in the storehouse of riches beyond your wildest dream that I've laid up for you beyond the foundation of the world.
Before the foundation
of the world.
Glory
much more is stored up there than what the church has ever called for. I've never held back on the church, saith the Lord, of the God of plenty. I've made it available to you. I put it in my word. I gave you promise and stood behind it with the blood, the precious blood of your Savior. But there has been a backwardness in my people about laying hold of the things that I provided for you. But I will say this, there is a people in the land.
Yes.
Glory, that's us. That's you.
Amen.
That's me.
Amen.
There is a people in the land. There's a people around the world. There's a people strong and mighty, growing much stronger and much mightier and more bold
more
to
bold
lay hold.
To lay hold. Ooh, don't you like it?
And put their claim of faith on the things that I've laid up for you. And it thrills me, saith the Lord, because
Jesus.
It's been yours
all the
time.
What a word.
Isn't that a powerful word?
Wow.
And it says here that the Lord shall open unto you his good storehouse. And there's more in the storehouse than we've ever imagined before. I'm taking it.
More in store.
I'm taking it. More in store. Then this second one from Southwest Believers Convention, August the 7th of 2009, says, I have plans that you've never dreamed of, saith the Lord. They're beyond your wildest imagination. I did it just for you. Heaven is overloaded with things that I've prepared for your enjoyment. If you'll simply
Hallelujah.
Come to the place where you just say, God, I am so grateful, and give me an opportunity. That's what God's looking for.
I'm just going to meditate on those words over and over and over. That is awesome.
He's looking for an opportunity to bless his people. For the eyes of the Lord search to and fro throughout
the whole earth,
seeking those that he may bestow his goodness upon.
Praise God.
Show himself strong too.
Yeah, on their behalf.
Now, January 23rd, 2012.
Okay.
On January 23rd, 2012, I was on the Citation 10 flying with Brother Copeland. We were going to one of those meetings. He flies in, preaches, flies out. I'm sitting there next to him on the plane, and the anointing comes on him. Kelly went with us on that trip. Kelly pulls out her iPhone and begins to record what Kenneth is saying.
Is that right?
This is a word from the Lord that we got on the airplane.
Okay.
Listen to it.
Is this number three?
This is number three.
Outline?
God is the Lord of the storehouse. He's the treasurer. He's the Lord of the harvest. He's the Lord of the treasure. He's the Lord of the treasure house, which is part of the blessing of Abraham in Deuteronomy 28:12.
Praise God.
This is the part of what will come on us and overtake us if we hearken to the commandment of the Lord.
Praise God.
Isn't that good? And he was talking about this scripture. The Lord shall open unto you his good treasury, his storehouse, his armory, the sky vaults, the sky vaults and the heavens are opened unto us.
Glory to God.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Wow. So the next part of the verse we read here, it says, the Lord shall open to you his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto your land in his season. So he will give us rain on our land. The Message translation says, God will throw open the doors of his sky vaults and pour rain on your land on schedule and bless the work you take in hand. So there is a rain for the natural fields, Gloria. There's a natural rain to keep those fields well watered and to keep them growing and healthy and strong. But there's also a rain that comes down on us, God, upon our businesses, our lives, our children,
blessing,
our family.
The blessing.
And glory. It's called, in Ezekiel, we read it the other day, it's called the showers of blessing.
Showers of blessing. That's awesome.
The showers of blessing raining down on us.
Showers of blessing.
And those showers in the Hebrew, those are not just a little light rain that's coming down. It talks about
it.
It's a gully washer. Those are really, the Hebrew said, violent storms, violent rain coming down in continual succession. Now, we relate that to the blessing of the Lord. The blessing, if you read that, relate it to verse 2.
Who is it, Leroy, used to say it's a gusher?
It's a gusher.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess it's a gusher. Well, you know, we look at verse 2 of the blessing of Abraham. All of these blessings shall come on you and overtake you.
All.
Rain down.
All.
Rain. All.
Say all, George.
All.
Glory to
all.
God.
All.
Hallelujah.
All will rain down on us. Mm. He'll give you rain for your land. It'll rain down on you the goodness of God. In Leviticus 26, 3 through 5 in the Message, if you live by my decrees and obediently keep my commandments, mm-hmm, I will send the rains in their season. The ground will yield its crops and the trees of the field their fruit. And you will thresh until the grape harvest, and the grape harvest will continue until the planting time. It's just constant, constant.
You say, well, I don't have any trees or fruit. Well, that's just talking about whatever you have.
Whatever you're growing, whatever you're sowing, whatever you're doing, that's what's blessed.
Your job, your business.
And then it says in Leviticus 26:10, you'll have such a surplus of crops, mm-hmm, that you'll need to get rid of the leftovers from the previous year to make room for the new harvest.
It's going to stack up.
It's going to stack up. That's it. Yeah.
Glory to God.
Stack up.
What is that called? Abundance?
That's abundance. I'm writing that stack.
Stack up.
Up.
Yeah, amen.
Isaiah 30:23 in the NIV, he will also send you rain for the seed you sow in the ground. And the food that comes from the land will be rich and plentiful. Your harvest will be rich. We will have great harvest to reap.
You know how land, if you overplant over and over and over and over, how the nourishment goes away.
Right.
This is saying the opposite. It'll be rich.
It'll be rich.
And plentiful. Glory to God.
So he'll give us rain for our land. Again, verse 12, the Lord shall open to you his good treasury. The doors of the sky vaults of heaven will open up unto you. The heaven will give the rain unto your land in a season, and he will bless all the work of your hand.
Hallelujah.
Now let's take a look at that. He'll bless all the work of your hand. The word work in the Hebrew is all of your labor, your business, your pursuit, your undertaking, your enterprise, your occupation, your transactions, and your endeavors.
Glory.
That all came out of the Hebrew. That all came out of that one word, work.
Work.
Everything. Everything that you set your hands to, he said he will bless it.
This is for the obedient.
This is for the obedient.
This is for the one that does what God says.
Does what God says.
The blessing manifests.
Well, this is the one, we go back to verse 1 in Deuteronomy chapter 28, and it shall come to pass if you'll hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord, to observe and to do his commandments, which he commands this day, that the Lord thy God will set you on high, that all of these things will take place, and you stay in the constant flow of hearing the voice of the Lord.
Praise God.
In Deuteronomy 30, verse 9, the Lord God will then make you successful in everything you do.
Praise
we
God.
Need to declare that over our children.
We do.
I'm going to start declaring that over my grandchildren, mm-hmm, that everything they do is successful.
And teach them to say it.
Teach them to say it and just
That's
make
good.
Sure. Now, here's the key, that we do only what we see the Father do. And that we say only that we hear
we
the Father say.
We do what we're told.
We do what we're told.
The blessing was you had to do what you were told to do.
Yeah.
If you didn't do, if they didn't do what God told them to do, then the curse was automatic.
That's exactly right. That's how they went
but
into captivity.
But if they would do according to His word, the curse would be far from them.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Ooh, that's
and only
good,
the blessing would be there. Glory to God. And
that's
it's still
good.
True. I mean, the more you obey God's word, the more you get in the word and see what it says, and then you make changes to agree with what God tells you to do, the greater the blessing's going to flow.
Well, what you just said is good to say continually throughout this whole study,
yes,
because
right.
we cannot forget that. Once
that's
you,
the key.
Once you forget that,
it's like that's the foundation.
That curse starts to move in.
Yeah.
And we just have to keep it from our garden and make sure that we are following the voice of the Good Shepherd.
And one of the most important areas,
danger.
That's what comes out your
comes out of your mouth.
The words of your mouth. Whatever comes out of your mouth, it says comes out of the abundance of your heart, unless it's just something you mentally decide to do. But what you continually say is what you're going to get. And we've been over and over and over that ground, Mark 11.
Yep.
You can have what you say.
That's right.
And that doesn't mean the what you say by the confession card, It although that's part of it, but it's what you say automatically that flows out.
It comes up and out. Whatever's
it comes to pass.
From the abundance of the heart,
abundance.
The mouth.
That's what the scripture
speaks.
Says.
You said this one time you were preaching from the, or if you're saying bad things, from the abundance of your heart, your mouth leaks. It leaks
didn't
out.
Did I say that?
Yeah,
George.
You did say that.
Well, that's true.
It's true.
Curses
it's true.
Come out.
Yeah.
If that's what's in there.
Yeah.
And then you are in trouble.
You are.
Ooh.
Well, but the Lord God will make you successful in everything you
do. Endeavor.
I gave a couple of examples. Genesis 39:3. When his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, that was with Joseph. And then with David in 1 Samuel 18:14, in everything he did, he had great success because the Lord was with him.
Praise God.
That's a big key right there.
Yeah.
The Lord being with us causes
that
success. And then finally, in Psalm 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly,
that's a big one.
Nor stands in the path of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his
delight
is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night.
Wow.
The result? He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
In his word, law or word, he meditates day and night.
Day and night.
In other words, this word, this written word, or the word in his spirit drives his life. Not drives it like driven.
Yeah, yeah.
But it guides his life.
Guides
his
life.
Tells him what to do, where to go, what to say. Man.
That's excellent, Gloria. So thus far in verse 12, this...
So that's why you have to have the word in abundance.
That's why you have to do it.
When it's in there in abundance, it's the natural flow of things.
Mm-hmm.
When it's not in abundance, you have to work at it. And you have to think, now, what am I supposed to say here?
Yeah.
But it's already too late. You
It'll
said something else.
And out.
So the only thing, the thing we have to do is put the eye, the word in our eyes, in our ears, in abundance until it gets in our heart. And then it comes back up spirit and out of our mouth. And it speaks peace, blessing, healing, prosperity.
That's it.
All the good things that
belong
to us. Hallelujah.
Perfect, Gloria.
We can do this.
Now,
Amen.
The last portion of verse 12, so far we've learned, the Lord shall open unto you his good treasury.
His good treasury.
The heaven gives the rain unto your land in his season. He blesses all the work of your hands. And, here we go, you shall lend unto many nations, and you shall not borrow.
In other words, you're dependent on him. On the blessing.
You
depend
blessing.
On the blessing.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You wrote in your Bible, I was studying this out this morning, debt is part of the curse that we are redeemed from.
That's right.
In the New Living Translation of verse 12, you'll lend unto many nations, but you will not, you will never need to borrow from them. It says...
Why is that? Because you've got a Father.
That's right.
You've got a Savior. You've
That's
got
right.
God.
Oh, He's so good.
You've got words
He's so good to
that
us.
Have been spoken, that you've taken. Yep. And that manifests himself in abundance.
And you can live debt-free that way.
That's exactly
in the Message translation, God will throw open the doors of his sky vaults, pour rain on your land on schedule, and bless the work you take in hand. You'll lend to many nations, but you yourself won't have to take out a loan.
Is that what it says?
That's what it says in the Message translation.
Is that clear enough?
Brother Copeland?
You yourself will not have to take out a loan. Cool.
Listen to this, Gloria. The West Coast Believers Convention, July the 9th, 2007. The Lord spoke through Brother Copeland and said this, "The manifestation of the blessing is at an all-time high. You're approaching a blessing manifestation of glory." That's an you have that down there too. That's third page. That is an explosion in ways and intensity that the human race has never seen before. The blessing will surround you. The blessing will encase you.
Yes,
you will
learn
to walk in the secret place of the Most High, blessed in His blessing, blessed in His glory, blessed in your comings, blessed in your goings, blessed in your pocketbook. All debt will have to get up and leave you the way leprosy left the lepers of old.
Praise God. Debt is
financial sickness.
That's right.
It is financial leprosy. It's an attempt to do with the natural world's monies and abilities what I created the blessing to do for you. Only it's a burden and not a blessing. Mm-hmm. Debt is part of the curse.
That's right.
If you begin to confess the word, you'll be shocked and thrilled at how quickly you'll have the glory arise and drive the debt out of your life. If you'll bring your tithe to me and spend time with me tithing that tithe, I'll teach you, I'll train you, I'll show you how to be debt-free. I'll bless you beyond your means. I will bless you beyond your income. I'll bless you beyond your salaries. I'll bless you beyond anything that you've ever known before.
That's right.
And so, Gloria, Romans 13:8 says, keep out of debt. And Brother Copeland helped me with this. He said, the moment you make the quality decision to live debt-free, God sees you debt-free. And let me mention this right here, right now. Gloria and I, and this wasn't part of our package of what we're offering, but you can get this. We spent 21 days, Gloria, talking about 21 days to your debt freedom. We want to help you get out of debt.
Praise God.
So you can order that online. We also have some messages by Kenneth, Gloria, and George on it's time to get out of debt.
Praise God.
All I'm saying here is that this is a big thing. We'll talk a little bit more about this tomorrow, Gloria, about being debt free. But I believe that the blessing of Abraham is there for us to live debt free.
We know it is. We live
it's there.
Glory to God.
It's there.
That is awesome.
So we'll continue on this tomorrow, but you just know that the blessing of the Lord, the blessing of Abraham, will get you out of debt.
It will work for you.
Praise God.
In Jesus' name.
Praise God.
George and I'll be right back.
Well, it just seems like I can't catch a break, you know? Everything I touch has been falling apart. It seems like you never have a bad day. How do you do it?
It's not that I don't have any bad days or any challenges. It's the blessing in my life. Deuteronomy 28 tells us everything that we're guaranteed.
Explain.
Well, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's break it down in the Blessing of Abraham package. It's a series that you can get on CD or DVD with study notes, along with Kenneth Copeland's book, The Blessing. It shows you exactly how God's promise works for you.
Sounds like more than just a theory.
Oh no, it's a way of life. Pastor George breaks down what it means to have your enemies run from you seven ways. And in Brother Copeland's book, The Blessing, he shares all the things that he's learned in ministry over the past 40 years and how God wants to bless us.
So when I believe what I'm saying,
good or bad,
then I'll see those things in my life?
Exactly. You can live in the blessing no matter what comes your way.
Live in the blessing no matter what comes your way. Order the Blessing of Abraham package on CD or DVD for a special price of $39.99 and save 20%. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call us toll free. Know that wherever you are, whatever you do, whatever you have, wherever you go, you are blessed. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
Our offer today is called the Blessing of Abraham package. You want to get this.
It's really good. But before I get into that, I have to give a hot off the press.
Okay.
In between our message and our close here, you said, this is a quote from Gloria, a decision to be debt-free takes you from what you can afford to what you desire.
Hallelujah.
It takes the limits off.
Oh, I like that.
Hot off the press.
That's from the Lord.
Hot off the press.
Glory to God.
And you know something? As you get immersed in the Word of God, and that's what this Abraham, Blessing of Abraham package is all about. It's Brother Copeland's book on the blessing. What a book this is. My goodness. And then the DVDs or the CDs of what we've been teaching on this broadcast, plus a notebook with all of the outlines, including other supplemental material. And again, I challenge you, take a week with your family to study this, read this.
You know, that would be so valuable.
And take the Blessing of Abraham challenge. Read Deuteronomy 28:1-14 every day for a week. And just see exactly how much you are transformed. And that's what the Word of God does. It transforms our life.
It certainly has. This word right here that's in this package is what made all the difference
in our
lives.
God. It really did.
Glory to God.
All of us.
Hallelujah.
All of us.
So don't delay and don't let it get by. If you want to live in the blessing, the manifestation of the blessing, you have to find out how. From the Word of God. And this will help you do that. Father, we pray for every person listening today.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for revelation knowledge coming into them and their eyes and their ears and into their spirit and out their mouth to live in the blessing that you've already provided for us. The blessing of Abraham is ours.
It's ours. Yes.
And we thank you for it. We pray for every person listening that insight and anointing
and
desire and obedience would come into them in such a way that they can enjoy the blessing all the rest of the days of their lives.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Join us tomorrow, day 10, the head and not the tail. If you're the tail, you be sure and watch, because I know you're tired of it. This is Gloria and George reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Maracaibo, Venezuela, September 5th through the 6th. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher for the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter September 12th through 13th in New York, New York. Word Explosion September 25th through 27th with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Can you borrow money from somebody, an institution or a person? You put yourself in their hands.
That's right.
For
and
better
the borrower,
or for worse.